I want to talk about food because I love food and I love sauces and I love all kind of things that normally, you know, statistics say are fattening and all this and bad for you. So is it possible to get into a state of perfect alignment that you could eat anything and drink anything if it was done with pure joy and with pure appreciation, that your physical body would not be affected in any way and that you would stay healthy?
Well, you know that the answer, we'll wait for them to get over this. You know that the answer to that has to be yes, because you see different people having different results from same food. So you know that there has to be another factor, and there always is another factor, and that other factor always is your vibrational relationship. Let's say that you've identified something that you want to eat. You have split energy about it because you want it because it tastes good, and you want it because it's social maybe, and you want it because it's available. You want it, but you don't believe it's good for you. So you want it, but you don't want it. In other words, I want this thing I shouldn't eat. There's a tremendous amount of split energy in that. And it is from that vibrational vantage point that most people are eating most things. So let's just begin by saying that when you get into a place of vibrational alignment, then everything that you eat will benefit your body in a more powerful way. Now, what we notice happening is that as you make your alignment more important to you than the action, as you say, I'm going to get into vibrational alignment and then I'll take action, often your action begins to vary as you receive inspiration for what you are wanting. Now, here's really what we want to say to you. This is a very big topic. So you heard us say that through the contrasting experience, you've been launching many things into your vibrational escrow. So you eat something that you like and you want more of it. And you eat something that you don't like and you don't want more of it. And you taste things that don't taste good even though they're touted as healthy, and you launch a rocket relative to that. So you're launching rockets of desire into vibrational escrow that say things like, I want things that taste good. I want things that are pleasing. I want things that are healthy. I want my body to feel good. I want to do what's best for my body. I want to do things that are socially accepted, maybe. In other words, there are all kinds of responses that you're having to life that are causing you to launch these rockets. And Source is receiving all of them and has already vibrationally become them. And now your urges and cravings, when you are a vibrational match to your source energy, will lead you right to those things that satisfy all of that. In other words, it is absolutely possible to find enormously satisfying food that meets all of the other criteria. But if you are saying, could I choose something that I've always believed, or that I've come recently to believe, that there is so much data around it to believe that it is not a healthy thing, could I eat that and still be healthy? And the answer to that is no. You cannot be healthy when you eat something that you believe is not healthy to eat. So it's all about shifting your vibration.
But isn't it up to me to decide what is healthy on my own and not on the statistics of what?
Yes, and that's really what we are teaching here. Yeah. But it's easier for you to close the gap by finding action that matches your beliefs than it is for you to change those beliefs in a culture where there is so much mass consciousness moving in opposing directions. But you see, that's really what we're teaching, isn't it? We want you to disregard the opposing directions of mass consciousness and chart your own course and listen to one signal. And that's really what your question allows us to speak most powerfully about. And if you've been listening, we bring it up over and over again. So your life causes you to want health and to want things that are satisfying, to want all kinds of things that the non-physical part of you has already become. So now you're being called toward that. So you get an impulse about something. If you are listening, if because of all the other subjects that you're practicing it on, if you're practicing paying attention to the way you feel when you say these words or think these thoughts or take this action, and if you've been practicing taking the path of least resistance, which is letting yourself find as much relief as you can, then what begins to happen is this one signal that is such a powerful, loud, dominant calling literally drowns out everything else that is out there. But it really takes a decision. First of all, it takes a decision that says, I know that source is aware of me, and I know that all of my intentions have been noted, and I know that information is being offered to me, and I know that I have the ability to hear it. In other words, you really have to get to that place first before you're then ready to not listen to that one and that one and that one and that one and that one. We're surprised any of you can find anything to eat. Because somebody has written a book about everything about why you should not eat it.
Well, yeah, and that brings up the very first time I came across this was when I went to a meditation class early on in my, you know, my conscious evolution. The teacher said, stop drinking caffeine. And I was like, hell no, because I love the smell of coffee. I love to make it in the morning. I love for it to wake me up. I love to put my sugar in it. I love to put my cream in it. And the joy of drinking that seemed to far override like the chiding of some teacher over here on the side.
Well, here's something else that we want to give you, and we're not wanting to upset any teachers that are trying to get you to take specific action, but we really want you to understand that your body is like a chemical factory that has the ability to extract from your diet what it wants and needs. You have such an ability to compensate. In other words, physicians and scientists have not even begun to explore the chemistry that goes on in the digestive system of a human body. In other words, they're not even close to understanding. And the thing that we would like you to understand from our point of view is that that chemistry is so much more affected by your vibrational gap than it is by what you're eating, that it makes what you're eating close to irrelevant. But if you're not tending to the emotional gap, then you might want to tend to what you're... It's sort of an analogy. Analogies are never perfect because they sometimes leave you hanging out there in some raw and ragged place. But it would be like saying, I'm taking driving lessons every single day so that I can become a really proficient manager of this vehicle. And we say, that's all well and good, but if you're not in a good mood, you ought not to be driving. In other words, all the skill in the world is not going to necessarily put you in the place of being sensitive to what's happening out there in traffic. Where if you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on, if you're intuitive, if you're in alignment with broader perspective, then your impulses are better and then your view is longer. And a similar thing happens with your body. When you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, your factory just works better. And there are so many people who are depriving themselves of this and this and this and this and this. And in that angst, they are widening their gap, not closing in the gap. And then they're not receiving the benefit from what they are eating. So here's the bottom line in all of this. Make friends with your food, whatever it is that you're eating. Never eat something in a place of believing that you should not eat it. If you're going to eat it, make friends with it first.
Sure. Thank you. And there's great love and appreciation for you here.
It is clear.